And now I'm in some territory here I'm not too familiar with. Used to be on wagons, some sticks in the front of it that would hook a horse up to it. What do you call these different, for a one horse and a two horse rig?
Well, there's a tongue for one horse and there's a tongue for two horses. There you have a single tree to hook one horse on and a double tree for two horses.
Okay. How about on a buggy? Is there any difference on a buggy?
No, it's about the same.
Buggy's usually one horse, I suppose, so that would be a single tree.
Well, they used to drive a lot of two horses, carriages, and...
Oh, that's right, it was a carriage. How about, use the word thill or shaft or anything? Shafts?
Yeah, the shafts, yeah.
Is that on a buggy?
Well, that's a shaft is... I always figured that was for one horse, see.
Is it the same as a single tree?
Yeah. Well, a single tree, not the same as a single tree. See, there's two, there's a shaft. You back the horse into it. You pick it up and you put it into, I forget what you call them now. To hold him up, it's in the harness. And the single tree, you hook the tugs on where the horse pulls. See.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a man had some wood in one town, he wanted to take it to the other town. You say he's with his wagon. He's doing what to the wood? He's
hauling it.
And the tool that you break up the ground with, the farmer uses a
plow.
And then he goes over it with a
disc, arrow.
And some places they have a lot of stones in the ground. They have a farm implement that carries the stones off the field. They have those around here. Grandfather used to hook a horse up to. Looked like a raft of some sort.
Yeah, I remember them. Stone boat or something they call them.
Mm-hmm. But they don't use it around here.
No. They used to have a lot of them around here, I guess, stones. And when they first started breaking up the ground.
Okay. Said they used to have them. Just out of curiosity now, would you ever say the negative of that? They didn't? Didn't used to?
They did.
I mean, suppose that we're talking about something else, and you want to tell me I said they used to do this, and you say, no, they
didn't.
Didn't, but you wouldn't put used to after it then?
No.
You never say didn't used to. We didn't used to do that?
No.
That's a form that comes a little later. I thought I'd get it here while we're on the subject. Could you tell me something about the different kinds of sleds that they used to have or didn't used to have? The boys ride on one, the little one that they...
Bobsled.
Is that just one person ride on a bobsled? Or?
No, there could be a dozen.
Would that be how many runners on a bobsled?
Well, it'd be... You mean for kids to play with, or?
Well, whatever it looks like, just try to describe it for me. These terms vary again from place to place. I've never been on one, so. Would there be a runner for, or say if it were like a wagon, would there be a runner for each where the wheel is? In other words, four runners on a bobsled? How about the kind just have two long runners, one on each side?
That'd be a sleigh, wouldn't it?
Some people call it a cutter.
Cutter, well, they kind of call them cutters too, you know.